You're on the Morning Mashup with me, Sarah Kate, on Magic 89.9. Joining me on the phone for a chat is a very special guest who's flown all the way out from the UK to join us here on the Morning Mashup for a chat about all things Budgie Fest coming up this weekend. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How was your flight to Australia?
It was really good, thank you. We had a nice stopover in Doha. No jet lag to report as yet.
That's good to hear. So look, you've come over to be a special guest judge for Budgie Fest this year. How exciting.
Very exciting. Extremely grateful to be here and for the invitation and to be in wonderful Adelaide for the first time.
Absolutely. So look, being from the UK and being a judge, an official judge for like the exhibition part of the Budgie Fest, of course, which is the professional judging stages of our local Australian budgie breeders, give us a little bit of a rundown about what you're going to be doing, what your role's going to be on the day of.
So in the morning, I'm judging the pedigree budgerigars and then the more sort of fun and pet activities in the afternoon.
Give us a brief summary of your background and what made you become such a high-profile budgie judge.
Yeah, I started in the hobby when I was 8 years old. I wasn't allowed a pet dog, so that was the primary reason why I ended up with a pet budgerigar. I was immediately fascinated with them. My father was some sort of farming stock, and he said, I'm sure there's some pedigree ones. So we started breeding the more pedigree side together. We've won the world show ourselves 4 times now.
Wow.
On the exhibition side. And from that, I have gone from being a sort of a very quiet, shy school kid that was occasionally picked on, especially for being called Budgie Boy, and to now being someone that has the pleasure of going all around the world judging exhibitions and doing seminars. In the last month, I've been to Austria, Sweden, and now Adelaide, all on the back of judging and talking about budgerigars. So it's been an amazing hobby. It is an amazing hobby, and I enjoy it very much.
We have been very excited for Budgie Fest because there's a lot going on in the afternoon. Which is the hardest part for you as a judge of budgerigars? Are you more of a like a Simon Cowell kind of a judge?
Yeah, you can be controversial, actually. I think that Simon Cowell comparison, I could definitely run with that.
Yeah,
I think I am someone that I stick to some key principles that I have in terms of the style and shape of a bird that I like and want to see. So I do sort of penalize the types that I don't, and I'm quite vocal about that. Yeah, I guess that's what Simon Cowell would do. Yeah, I try and be consistent, I try and be fair, and just judge what's in front of me.
And so what makes budgerigars such a special bird?
You know what? I haven't actually been asked that question before, and it's probably one that I need to contemplate. All I can say is, the first night when we brought the two birds back to my mum and dad's house, I just sat there looking at them. And everything about them, from the way they sort of move to the way they interact with each other, just their overall appearance, the way they look at you and interact with you, there's just something fascinating about them. And I guess that's been the sort of bond that has been consistent from when I first saw them as pets to whereas now I see them as a sort of a prime pedigree, beautiful thing that's sat in front of me now.
Absolutely. Well, look, enjoy the rest of your time here in Australia. And for listeners, let's get into a couple of the details of what's coming up this Sunday as part of the public able to come and visit and showcase their budgies as well. Lots of categories like Scene Stealer Award. There's the Budgie Buddy Award for the friendliest, most social budgie and lots of fun things like that. It's about 3 days, this event, Budgie Fest 2024, from October 24th to 26th. And it ends with a spectacular finale on the Saturday afternoon at Campbelltown Convention Centre. That's over at 172 Montacute Road, Ross Strever. Make sure that you get on down there from noon to 3 o'clock at the Campbelltown Function Centre for that too. You can find the event listed on our anything else before.
Just that everyone's welcome. It's a very fun, interactive day, and the organisers here have really put everything into it. And yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to taking part. It's an honour to be here.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Richard. Have a great time at Budgie Fest this year and enjoy your time in Australia too.
Thank you so much.
You're on Magic 89.9, the Morning Mashup with me, Sarah.